The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
These are troubling times, and folks, I am not an alarmist. I am not a pessimist. But we got a problem in America. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm certain that all of you know that over the weekend, Iran launched a massive attack on the nation of Israel. First time that Iran has attacked within the boundaries of the nation of Israel, or at least an attempt. It was not a surprise. They literally telegraphed to Israel that they were going to be attacking. And they're, I'm not into conspiracies, you know that, but there is some pretty solid information that the U.S., Joe Biden, gave the go-ahead to Iran to attack Israel. You see, well, Bob, no. Why would he do that? Well, to let them get it out of their system. In other words, well, you're going to attack anyway. Go ahead. Israel can defend themselves. And in order to save face, see, Iran is saying that Israel attacked one of their consulates and killed some of their generals. Israel has not claimed responsibility for that, and we don't know. But Iran, in order to save face, had to launch some kind of attack on Israel. And there, again, is some indication. I don't have ironclad proof of this, and I want to make that clear, but there's some indication that the U.S. kind of told Iran, wink, wink, go ahead. If you got to do it, go ahead and do it. Just don't do a whole lot, and we'll try to talk Israel into not retaliating. Well, we do know that the U.S. has given a very strong message to Israel. We've got your back. You need to defend yourself. We are completely on your side. But don't retaliate. Just stand down. Excuse me? Israel was just attacked? 300 missiles aimed at Israel? And we can't retaliate? Well, that's the message of Joe Biden. Well, we don't want to escalate. And anyway, it's very, very complicated. There's a whole lot that we know. There's probably much, much more that we don't know. What we do know is that Israel, in connection with the United States, Great Britain, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and probably Egypt, all cooperated in shooting down 99% of the drones and missiles that were fired at Israel. Yes, Jordan, an Arab nation. Why? Because the missiles flew over Jordanian airspace. And if there's any good news out of this, Iran is an outlier. They are a branch of Islam that Saudi Arabia doesn't like, Qatar doesn't like, Jordan doesn't like, Egypt doesn't like. So, you know, again, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Jordan and Israel are not exactly best buddies. Neither is Saudi Arabia, but because of the Abraham Accords that were negotiated under Donald Trump. Jordan came to the defense of Israel. So did Saudi Arabia. And there's pretty good indication that Egypt did as well. The United States was involved. Great Britain was involved. And all of them together, 99% of the drones and the missiles that were fired at Israel were intercepted and caused no damage. A few missiles did land in Israel, no major injuries. Major injuries. There were some. One of the military bases in southern Israel was hit by a missile. No major damage there either. So, what is Israel going to do? Well, we don't know. Benjamin Netanyahu has said, we're going to retaliate. We were attacked. Of course we're going to retaliate. And he has said to President Biden, if you had 300 missiles aimed at the United States, are you telling me that you wouldn't retaliate? So anyway, we don't know what Israel's going to do. I would imagine that they will retaliate in some fashion. But again, God's protection on the nation of Israel. 300 drones with some pretty hefty warheads and ballistic missiles intercepted, 99% of them. Now, here is what I want us to pay attention to here in America. Israel was attacked. That's clear. And Iran has fully acknowledged it. Yeah, we attacked. Of course we did. So there is no question whatsoever that one sovereign nation attacked another sovereign nation in defiance of international law. Israel was attacked by Iran. So, what is the result here in the United States? Increased, now get this, increased anti-Israel protests. Chicago, death to America, death to Israel. New York City, death to America, death to Israel. Right now, as we speak, the Brooklyn Bridge in New York is basically shut down because of anti-Israel protesters. The Golden Gate Bridge in California, one of the most iconic bridges in the world, is shut down by anti-Israel protesters. So the fact that Israel was under a full-blown attack by a foreign power, did that gain any sympathy whatsoever from the pro-Palestinian anti-Israel protesters? No. It gave them encouragement. It caused them to be even more outraged at Israel. Police in New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, California, as well as multiple other locations across America are dealing with radical Islamic pro-Palestinian pro-Hamas. Now, please remember, Hamas has been designated as a terrorist organization, not just by America, but by many countries. So all over America right now, and I mean right now as we speak, there are thousands of people in the street trying to shut down bridges, shut down airports, shut down major intersections, supporting terrorism on the streets of America. Pro-terrorist demonstrations and protests. This is almost unprecedented in American history. It's almost unprecedented and incredibly, incredibly dangerous. This is far, 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 far more serious than January 6th. Will any of these pro-terrorist demonstrators who are calling for the overthrow of America, who are actually calling for an insurrection, will any of them be put in prison for years? Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. We got a problem. How are we going to deal with it? Well, I can almost guarantee how President Biden is going to deal with it. Nothing. He needs their votes. No, it's true. He needs the votes of the radical left, even those who support terrorism. He's not going to do anything.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
For those of you who follow golf, and even for those who don't follow golf, I probably had less interest in the Masters this year than any previous year. And I've not been a real devotee to the Masters, but I've usually watched some of the coverage and so forth. It's amazing the incredible talent and skills of these golfers. Watched very, very, very little of the Masters this year. Did watch just a little bit of the green jacket presentation. For the winner this year. And what I did not see, but what I heard about later, was the incredible testimony of the Masters winner, Scottie Scheffler. After he won the Masters and had the green jacket on, of course, everybody wanted to interview him. And on one of the major interviews after the Masters was over, the interviewer asked him, how did you feel this morning? You were ahead, you were in the lead, and, you won 2 years ago. What was your mental attitude, mental condition as you began your final round of the Masters? And Scottie Scheffler said, I hate to admit this, but I was too consumed with winning. I hate to lose. And I almost feel bad that I wanted to win this so badly. He said, I'm almost embarrassed about the drive for winning and so forth. And then he said this. He said, one of my buddies, I have no idea who that is. He said, one of my buddies told me this morning, you've already won at the cross. Yeah, you've already won at the cross. And Scottie Scheffler said, what a great reminder that my eternal destiny is already determined by the cross. And whether I win or lose, that's not really important because my real victory was won for me by Jesus on the cross. And he said, because of that, I had the right attitude through the day. I wanted to win. I wanted to win really bad, but it was not the ultimate. I love that. My buddy told me, you've already won at the cross. I don't know a whole lot about Scottie Scheffler, but I love his testimony. And by the way, his wife is expecting a baby. And he made it very clear that if she went into labor, he would instantly drop his clubs and leave the course to go be with his wife. And he was asked, well, What if it's the final round and you're in the lead? He said, doesn't matter. My place is to be with my wife and the birth of our child. You've got to love that. I mean, seriously, you've got to love that. So anyway, congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, the 2024 Masters champion. There is more and more and more evidence that transgender girls, which is a boy pretending to be a girl, has no place competing against girls. This past Saturday, at a major track competition in Oregon, the Sherwood Need for Speed Classic in Sherwood, Oregon. A boy pretending to be a girl, a biological anatomical boy who identifies as a girl, competed against the other girls. And according to the headline, biological male smokes competition. Not only did he beat them by a huge margin, he broke a bunch of records. Now, would they have been records had he been competing against other boys? No. Would he have probably won the race had he been competing against other boys? No. But because he was competing against girls, he left them literally in the dust, set school records, track meet records, and sadly, this will determine to a great extent state championships coming up pretty soon, and he knocked out girls from the state championship. Our governor, Mike DeWine, said, we don't need this kind of legislation. This kind of thing really isn't happening. Boys competing against girls and knocking them out of competition, it's not really happening. Well, maybe our governor and other governors need to read about the Need for Speed Classic in Sherwood, Oregon. And by the way, it wasn't even close. And you wouldn't expect it to be. Boys have a physiological advantage over girls. That's just a fact. And you can't deny it. You just can't deny it. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.